have the unbelievably busy right now First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaum. Good morning.
Hey, morning to you.
So much going on.
Yeah, we're tracking a lot here. We got the heat. We got the humidity. Of course, it's beginning to be, well, it is August now, which means we're approaching the peak of the hurricane season. And wouldn't you know it, we have something to talk about here this weekend.
So, but what is this? Why it's invest something?
Yeah, so that's when you see Invest 97L, that's just a designation for the Hurricane Center. It really just means it's a tropical disturbance. It's an area that the Hurricane Center is monitoring, investigating. May even have some Hurricane Hunter flights out there, a flight here this afternoon. At least it's scheduled that way so far. But we're watching that for the tropics and really a threat for some locally heavy downpours later this weekend, especially Sunday and Sunday night into the early morning hours of Monday. Could be a named storm, could be a tropical depression, could be a named storm. Regardless, we're going to see some impacts from it. Looks like Mike Burrish, our chief meteorologist, just updated his Talk of the Tropics with Mike blog, too, by the way, with some updated thoughts there. So we're still kind of believing that we're going to see those impacts. Could even see some isolated tornadoes with the outer rain bands. You got to consider that with any tropical system, too. So something will be manned here for you in the First Alert Weather Center through the weekend and updating that forecast.
So if this does become a named storm, what will the name of the storm be?
Debbie.
It will be Debbie. So Debbie. We can't call it pre-Debbie. We have to call it Invest something.
Not
97.
Officially, at least. By tomorrow, we could have this out in over the water. Right now, it's having some land interaction with Cuba, preventing it from developing some other things in the atmosphere, too. More conducive is the environment a little bit farther downstream. So overnight tonight and tomorrow morning, it'll get back over the water, the warm water, the Florida Straits, and into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. And it's really warm water, by the way, for this time of year, too. And so it has that to work with, a better environment in the atmosphere. And it'll likely become a tropical depression, if not a named storm here, as it moves just offshore, perhaps, from the Florida west coast, southwest Florida, and then makes an eventual turn back to the northeast. And that's what has implications for us, as where that occurs, when that occurs, and how intense it is when that occurs, too. So if it's over water longer, it could be more stronger. It could be stronger in terms of the intensity of the system. If it skirts the coast, Fort Myers, Tampa, there's some land interaction there that could help it stay weaker and just bring us a bunch of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain here locally in some spots. So,
and what would they see in the Tampa area then?
With that, you see minimal storm surge and some heavy rain, maybe some water spouts and tornadoes. With the right side, the white right front quadrant of the tropical systems is what you typically have to look for those with the potential for isolated tornadoes. So that's what we'll be looking for here later this weekend, really Sunday and into Monday. So today and tomorrow, we'll see some afternoon thunderstorms, heat, humidity, mid-90s, feels like 105 to 110. If you're doing any storm gutter cleaning or gutter cleaning in anticipation of the heavy rain, you got to factor in the heat. Do it all out of those peak heating hours here this afternoon.
Okay. And so we could see something developing as soon as, well, really any time.
Well, yeah, probably tomorrow. We'll have a Hurricane Hunter flight this afternoon. Unless they were to find a low-level circulation and some thunderstorms around that, that's when they would classify this as a tropical cyclone. But looks like the best opportunity for that is overnight tonight or into tomorrow. Now, we may see tropical storm watches or warnings issued today. Sometimes they do that if they think they're pretty confident at the Hurricane Center that something's going to develop, but it hasn't yet. They have the ability now to go ahead and issue tropical watches and warnings. That would be for the state of Florida in some spots for this afternoon and evening. And they also issue a forecast track for that system that they believe is going to develop. So that may occur here this afternoon or evening from the Hurricane Center. So you want to stay advised here with WOKV and also at Action News Jax on TV and on the internet and on the First Alert Weather app and WOKV app. We'll get you covered in many, many ways.
So this is the baby's first real weather emergency.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this will be Camden's first taste of the tropics here. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully he enjoys rain, the sound of rain.
Yes, I'm sure he will. Training him early.
Yeah.
No, you're super busy this morning. Thanks for stopping by.
Hope you have a great weekend. See you on TV probably this weekend.
Probably a lot. And we'll keep you up to date with all the latest weather. Download the WOKV app, and we will send out those alerts as necessary over the weekend.